Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Bromwitz, and today we will be concluding Maseches Brachos, and we will begin Maseches Peah. The last Mishnah, Mishnah Hey, in the last chapter, chapter 9 of Maseches Brachos, says, Chayav Adam Lavarech al Hara Kashem Shehu Mavarech al Hatova. A person is obligated to give thanks or to bless God on the things that happen that he perceives to be bad, the same way as he does on the things that he perceives to be good. Shne'emar, V'yahavta es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol me'odecha. We say it in Shema that a person should love God with all his heart, with all his soul, and with all his might. B'chol levavcha, with all your heart, b'shnei yitzerecha, with both of your inclinations, b'yetzer hatov u'b'yetzer ra, with both your good inclination and your bad inclination. U'v'chol nafshecha, and with all your soul, afilu hu notal if nafshecha, even if God should take your soul, meaning even with your very life. U'b'chol me'odecha, and with all your might, with all your power, b'chol memonecha, with all your money. You might think it's funny that you need to be told that you have to love God with all your money after being told that you have to love him with all your life, with your very soul, but how many people are there that actually would more readily give up their life than give up their money? The old Jack Benny routine, you know, your money or your life. I'm thinking. So there's that. Davar acher, something else. B'chol me'odecha, with all of your might. B'chol mida u'mida shehu moded lecha, with every different type of thing that God measures out to you. Have moda lo b'ma'od ma'od. You must give thanks to him exceedingly much. And of course, me'odecha, with all your might. Then you've got mida, you've got mode, you've got me'od. A little wordplay going on here with all these words that are similar in structure to that. Lo yaka adam es rosho k'neged shar ha-mizrach, shehu mechuvan k'neged beis kodshei ha-kadoshim. A person should not act lightheaded outside of the eastern gate, which is adjacent to the place of the Holy of Holies in the temple. Lo yichanes lahar habayis b'maklo u'b'nalo u'b'b'ndaso u'b'avak sh'al raglov. A person should not enter the temple mount with his staff, with his shoes on, with his pack, and with the dust that's on his feet. Lo yasenu kapandria, and he should not use it as a shortcut. Urekika mikal v'chomer, and he certainly shouldn't spit. That's obvious. A kal v'chomer is, if I can lift 100 pounds, kal v'chomer, I can lift 50 pounds. It's like, you know, even more obvious, because from what we already know, this goes without saying. Kol chos me brachos shahayu b'mikdash, hayu omrim min ha'olam. All the endings of blessings that were said in the temple, they ended with the words min ha'olam, and we'll see what that means in just a moment. Mishakilklu ha'minim ba'omru ein olam ela echad. When the sectarians, the heretics, messed it up and they said there's only one world, hiskinu shiyu omrim min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. Then they said from world to world. V'hiskinu shihei adam shol es shalom chaveru b'shem. And they establish that a person should greet his fellow, he should inquire as to his well-being, using the name of God. Shenamar, and we see a pasuk from Rus. V'hinei Boaz ba mi beis lechem, v'yomer lekotzim Hashem imachem. That Boaz came from beis lechem, and he said to the harvesters, God be with you. V'yomer lo yivrecha Hashem. And they responded, God bless you. V'omer, and we see another example in Shoftim. Hashem imcha gibor achayol. God be with you, mighty man of strength. V'omer, and another quote from Mishlei, Al taboz ki zakna imecha. And we'll see the relationship of that to our topic in just a moment. V'omer es lasos l'Hashem heferu tarsecha, and they said it's a time to act for God. They've uprooted the Torah. Rabbi Nosson omer heferu tarsecha es lasos l'Hashem. They've uprooted the Torah. That's why it's a time to act for God. Let us skip back to the Barton Neuro. Chayav Adam Lavarech al Hara. A person has to bless for the bad things, the things that he perceives to be bad, because we have a concept that called the Avid Rachmano Latova Hu Avid, that everything that God does, he does for the good. Or as we might say, Gam Zul Tova, this is also good. We don't always see it, but we perceive it to be bad, and ultimately we'll see how it works out. But in the meantime, something bad happens. Kishimavarech Dayan Ha'emes Al Hara, when a person says the blessing that God is the true judge when something bad happens, Chayav Levarach B'Simcha U'B'Lev Tov. he has to say it with joy and with a full heart. K'shem shemavarach b'simcha hatova hameitiv al hatova, just as he joyfully says God is good and does good when something good happens. So a person has to have the same attitude when he says the blessing on a negative thing as he does when he says the blessing on a positive thing. Davar acher b'chol mi'adecha, with all your might, b'chol midos hamidodos l'cha, bein mida tova, bein mida puranios. That you have to thank God for all of the ways he acts towards you, whether he acts towards you with goodness or whether he acts towards you with punishments. Lo yaka adam rosho, he shouldn't be lightheaded. Lo yinahid kalos rosh, he's just clarifying what that means. Kineged shar ha-mizrach, outside the eastern gate. Chutz lahar habayis, asher b'choma hanemucha, asher l'ragle habay l'mizrach. Outside the Temple Mount, which is the near wall, the low wall, that the travelers on foot to the temple would enter from the east. Let's skip to Bafundaso with his pack. Azur Cholol Shenos Ninbo Mos. It's a money belt. He would tie up his money in it. Perush Acher, another explanation. Beged Shalovesh Al Besaro Lekabel Hazia Bishlo Letanif Shar Habegadim. Another explanation is that it's the garment that's worn closest to his skin to absorb the sweat, so it shouldn't stink up his other garments, and it's disgraceful for a person to go out wearing just that. So we wear an undershirt, and then we wear an overshirt, so a person certainly shouldn't go to the Temple Mount wearing just his undershirt. That's not appropriate. Kapandria, he shouldn't use it as a shortcut. Lichanes bepesach zeh, to enter in a door on one side and to exit the door that's adjacent to it. In order to shorten his journey that way. And we shouldn't use a shul for this either. So if you have a shul that you could cut through the place where you daven in order to get from the office to the classroom or something, you're not supposed to do that. Urakika, and spitting. Asura Bahar Habayas. That is not permitted. You're not allowed to spit on the Temple Mount. Mikal v'chomer. So we see that from a kal v'chomer, that it's an inference from something that says if you're not allowed to do this, you're certainly not allowed to do that. What's the kal v'chomer in this case? Miminal, from the fact that he's not allowed to wear shoes. Uma minal she'eno derech bizayon asar, just like wearing shoes, which is not a disrespectful thing to do, is not permitted. Rikika shehi derech bizayon lo kol shekein. Then certainly spitting, which is considered disrespectful, is not permitted on the Temple Mount. Kol chos me brachos sheba mikdash, all the endings of blessings that were said in the temple. Hamavarech omer besof kol bracha, the person who was davening would say at the end of every blessing, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam v'yad ha'olam chonen hadas. So he wouldn't just say, Baruch atah Hashem chonen hadas, blessed are you God who gives us knowledge. He would say, blessed are you God from world to world, the one who gives knowledge. V'chem b'chulon, and this was the case with every bracha. V'ha'onin omrim, Baruch shem kavod machus le'olam va'ed. And those who responded would say, blessed is his name, whose kingdom goes from now forevermore. She'ein onin anmein, achar kol bracha shebemikdash, because we didn't say amen after all the blessings that were said in the temple. Dichsiv, kumu baruchu es Hashem Elokeichem min haolam v'yad haolam. There's a pasuk in Nehemiah which says, arise and bless Hashem your God from world to world. V'amar akachach v'yavaruchu shem kavodecha, and says after that, that you should bless the name of his glory. Klomar shahaonim mavarech baruch shem kavod machus oleilam v'ed. So the ones who responded would say, blessed is his name whose kingdom lasts forever. V'ashwinon hacha debemikdash rishon lo hayu amrim ela baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam. And we see from this Mishnah that in the first temple, they only said, blessed is God, the Lord of Israel, from the world, v'lo yoter. And they didn't say from world to world. They didn't say anything additional after that. V'lo hayu amrim v'yad ha'olam. They just didn't say to the next world. Mishakalklu haminim, when the heretics messed it up, she'ed ma'aminim b'tchias ha'mesim, they didn't believe in the resurrection of the dead. V'amru ein olam elazeh, they said there's only one world, this world. Hitiknu Ezra u'beistino, she'yu omim min ha'olam v'yad ha'olam. So Ezra and his Beis Din established that the blessings should therefore be ended with from world to world. Lomar Sheshnei Olamos Yesh, to say that there are two worlds, Olam Hazeh v'Olam Haba, this world and the world to come. L'hotzi me'lev haminim shekofrim b'tchias hamesim, in order to undermine the heretics who would deny tchias hamesim, the revival of the dead. Shehei adam shol b'shalom chaver b'shem, a person should inquire as to his fellow's welfare, he should greet him with God's name. B'shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the name of the Holy One. V'lo amrinan mezalzel hu b'chvodo shel makom, and we don't say that this is disrespectful to the honor of God. B'shvil kavod habrios lahotzi shem shamayim olav, in favor of the honor of human beings, in order to lay God's name on them. V'lamdu miboaz she'amar lekotzrim Hashem imachem. We learn this from Boaz, who said to his reapers that God is with you. V'chitem aboaz midaite denafshe ka'avad. And if you say that Boaz did this on his own volition, v'lo gamrinan mine, and we can't learn it from him, he was a loose cannon, this was just the Boaz thing. Toshma, then come in here. Min hamalach she'amar legidom Hashem imcha gibor achayel. It was an angel who said to Gidon, God is with you, you mighty man. V'chitema delo shal hamalach b'shlom Gidon v'lo baruchu el b'shlichuso shal makom, that the angel only greeted Gidon and blessed him because he was doing God's bidding. Hadio sheshchina imo v'lo gamrina mine. So this is to teach that the Shechina, that God's presence was with him, and we can't model ourselves after what an angel did. Toshma v'omer al taboz kizakna imecha, not to disrespect your mother. This is a pasuk in Mishlei, and its relevance here is obscure until Bartno clarifies it for us. Al taboz es Boaz lomar shemidato asa, don't say that Boaz did this on his own. Ela limud mizikne umasecha, but rather he learned this from the elders of your nation. So the play on words here is imecha, which is your mother, and umecha, or umasecha, your nation. So here we're saying that you shouldn't disparage Boaz, saying that he did whatever he felt like. Rather, he did what he learned from Chazal. Ki yoshlo al mi lahasmich, because there's who to rely upon. Shneimar es lasos lashem heferu torasecha, because they say that in order to act for God, sometimes you have to uproot the Torah, which is a difficult concept, and we're not really going to get into it too much now. Rabbi Nosson Amar Heferu Torasecha. Rabbi Nosson says, they uprooted your Torah. Pamim Shemevatlim Divrei Torah Kedei Lasos Lashem. Sometimes we have to ignore words of Torah in order to act for God. Avzeh Hamizkavin L'shol B'shlom Chavero. This also is still talking on the subject of greeting your friend using the name of God. Zeher Witzona Shel Hamakom. This is the will of God. Shenemar, and it quotes a verse in Tehillim. Bk shalom v'rod fehu, that you should desire peace and pursue it. Mutter lahefer Torah la'asos davar haniral usser. Then, in order to pursue peace, in order to make peace between people, it's permitted to quote unquote uproot the Torah and to do something that appears to be prohibited. So it might appear at first glance that this is disrespectful to God. It's really not. God wants us to pursue peace. Salik Maseches Brachos, we have now concluded the entirety of the Tractate of Brachos, and we immediately begin with the first Mishnah in Maseches Peah. Maseches Peah deals with the corner of the field that would be left for the poor people. So everyone was obligated to leave over a portion, to leave it unharvested, so that the poor could come and take and support themselves. And the Rambam writes, says, Hizchil b'Maseches Peah achar Brachos, the reason that Peah is the first tractate in Zeraim after Brachos, b'shvil shechol hamatanos she'adam chayev behen al hazera lo yischayev ba el achar k'tzira, because all the other gifts and portions, all the trumas and maestros that a person gives, all the gifts and charity that come out of his field, only occur after it's harvested. But standing grain is obligated in Peah, and that's still on the ground. And that's why the Mishnah discusses it first. So trumas and maestros and all the other things, those don't become obligatory on a person until after he's harvested his grain, but Peah is obligatory on standing grain still in the field, and that's why it's discussed first. So Mishnah Aleph says, Elu devarim she'ein lahem shir. These are the things that don't have a fixed measurement. Ha'peah v'habikurim v'harei ayon u'gumiyos chasadim v'talmud Torah. This may sound familiar because we say it in Birchas HaTorah every day. So what are the things that don't have a fixed measure? Peah, which is the corner of the field. Bikurim, which is first fruits. Re'ayon, which is appearing at the temple on the holidays. Gimel Chasadim is acts of kindness. And Talmud Torah is Torah study. Elo devarim she'adam ochel perasehen be'olam hazeh v'hakeren kiyamas lo le'olam haba. And these are the things that a person eats the proceeds of. He eats the profits in this world, but the principle is awaiting him in the world to come. Kibud avaim ugomiyos chasadim v'habas shalom ben adam l'chaveiro b'talmud Torah k'neged kulam. That would be honoring one's parents, performing acts of kindness, encouraging peace between other people, and Torah study is equal to them all. Now, you might be familiar, as I mentioned, these are said every day in the Birchas HaTorah, but while we say the first half of this Mishnah as part of Birchas HaTorah, it's immediately followed with a Brisa that's quoted in the Gemara in Shabbos, which has a different text for the second part. So let's just take a quick look there. So after saying the Reisha, the first part of our Mishnah, then the text of Davening quotes from Gemara in Shabbos, Kuchav Zayin Amud Aleph, and it says here, Elu Devarim She'adam Ochel Perasehem Be'olam Hazeh Ve'akeren Kiyemes Olam Haba Ve'elu Hein. These are the things that a person enjoys the proceeds of in this world, but he gets the principal payment in the next world. Kibud Ave'eim Ugumiyos Chasadim. So those are in our Mishnah, honoring parents and performing acts of kindness. But then it continues, Vashkamash Beis Hamidrash Shachris Arvis, going to shul morning and night, Vahachnasas Orchim, hosting guests, Ubikur Cholim, visiting the sick, Vahachnasas Kala, and helping a bride to get married, Vilvayas Hames, and helping a deceased person to be buried, Vayun Tfila, and delving into your prayers. And then we finish up, like our Mishnah says, Vahabal Shalom Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, and encouraging peace between people, the Talmud Torah k'neged kulam, and learning Torah is equal to all of them. Let's look at the Bart Nuro. Elu devarim she'ein lahem shir. These are the things that don't have a specified measurement. Midyoraisa, from the Torah. Avam ederabanan yesh lahem shir. But rabbinically, they do have a measurement. So the Torah didn't tell us you must do X, you can't do more than Y, but the rabbis set limits on these things. Tohatanan b'seifa, because we learned in the next Mishnah, we'll get there, ein poschin l'peah mishishim. The peah, the measurement of peah, cannot be less than 1/60th of the field. So while the Torah did not give a minimum requirement, the rabbis did. A peah, the corner, shadam chayev l'haniach misof sadehu l'aniyim, that a person is required to leave at the end of his field for the poor people, d'chsiv, as it says in the Torah, lo sekala pas sadcha b'kutzrecha, that you shall not cut the corners of your field when you harvest it. V'habikurim, and the first fruits, d'chsiv, reishis bikure ad mosecha, tavi beis Hashem lokecha, v'lo nitna Torah behem shir. So it says that you have to bring the first proceeds of your fruit to the house of God, you have to bring them to the temple, but it doesn't tell us a minimum amount that a person is obligated to bring. And a quick glance over the Tosfos Yontif, who says, "Af midrabanan ein lahem shir." Says Bikurim, even midrabanan doesn't have a designated measurement. Back in the Bart Nuro, v'harei ayon and peering, shechayiv adam lahiros ba'azara b'shlosh rogalim, that a person is obligated to appear at the temple for the three festivals. Dichsiv, as it says in the Torah, shlosh pa'amim b'shana yireh kol zechurcha, three times a year all your males must appear. V'zos hara'iya ein lo shir, and this appearance doesn't have a designated measure. V'chol emas deboy, ayol mechazi v'nafik. You know, however long a person wants to go, he can show up and he say, here I am, and then he can leave. Perish acher, another explanation, olos ra'iya v'shal mechagiga, shechayev lahavi. It refers to the gifts that the person's obligated to bring when he makes his appearance, d'chsev, as it says in the Torah. V'lo yera'u p'nei rekam, you shall not appear empty-handed. Ein lo ashir midyaraisa, dechsiv, ish k'matnas yado. Doesn't have a designated amount from the Torah, as it says, every person according to his ability. Ela shechachamim nitna bashir. But the rabbis, they did establish a designated measure for this. Ugmilas chasadim, shebegufo. This refers to chesed that a person does bodily. Kigon bikur cholim, such as visiting sick people and burying dead people and similar things. Aval gemilas chasadim de b'mamono kagon pidyon shivuyim ulahashvil arumim ulahachil es haravim v'kiyotze b'hem. But the types of kindness that a person does with money, such as ransoming captives and dressing people who don't have any clothes and feeding people who don't have any food and similar things that cost money. Visiting the sick doesn't cost any money, but feeding the poor costs money. Yesh lahem shir. Sheyitim b'chol pam shetavo mitzvah kazu liyado, that he has to give every time a mitzvah such as this comes to his hand, chamishis min harevach shebechnechasav besula mechayev, a fifth, 20% of his income, but not more. The hachi amrinan, and this is what we say, hamavazbez al yavazbez yoter mechomesh, a person is not allowed to spend more than 20% of his income on charitable needs. If he spends more than that, then he'll become a charity recipient, not a charity donor. That may be different for somebody who's fabulously wealthy, but a person of average means can't afford to put more than that aside. Hilchach miboy leil inish, lafrushe chamishis merevach b'chol eis. Therefore, a person has to put aside 20% of his income at all times, kdei shiye matsui kolzman shiyevogamios chesed liyado shikaimu. So that way, whenever an opportunity to do a charitable act comes to his hands, he'll have the ability to fulfill it. Ubahachi nafik yide chavaso. This way, he'll be able to fulfill his obligation.
The Talmud Torah, and learning Torah is equal to all of them. Ein lo shir. There's no minimum to learning Torah. There's no maximum to learning Torah. Dichsiv. Bagisa bo yamam v'layla. Just as you should occupy yourself with it both day and night. Keneged kulam. Shakul keneged kulam. It weighs as much as all of the rest of them put together. That is the end of the first Mishnah in Maseches Peah. Join us tomorrow when we continue with Mishnayos Beis and Gimel.